Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome back to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Tuesday to you. It's Tuesday, November the 17th. Today is the day before the NBA draft. For you people who are new to this podcast, I am the 76ers beat writer for the Philadelphia Inquirer, in addition to being the host of the Locked On 76ers podcast. And, you know, this podcast comes to you 3 days a week, 3 to 5 days a week in the off season, and 5 days a week during the season. This is the only podcast that covers the 76ers that comes to you this frequent. So if you do yourself a favor, subscribe to this podcast. I'll keep you informed, and I'll break down certain things. You know, it was a busy night last night. Actually, yesterday was a busy day overall with the trades. And in the first segment, we want to talk about how, you know, these trades have affected the Sixers, because several of these players who were traded were guys who the Sixers had targeted. Actually, you can say the marquee players in the trade, in several of these trades, were the guys the Sixers have targeted. So we'll talk about that. You know, secondly, we'll talk about how these trades will affect the Sixers, because in two instances, at least one trade that just happened, another trade that could happen, you know, is going to make teams in the East a whole lot better, and it's going to hamper the Sixers. And as we always do, in the third segment, we're just basically just going to wing it. We're going to go for things like some leftover tidbits, right? But let's get it all started. Now, as you guys know, the 76ers, they have targeted several players that they would like to trade, right? You know, one guy was Buddy Hield. You know, Buddy Hield's a guy that they can get, a guy that they would like to have. But Buddy Hield also talked about how he wanted to play for the Sixers. Now, Buddy Hield is the disgruntled shooting guard from the Sacramento Kings, right? Then there's James Harden. You know, long before Daryl Morey became the president of basketball ops with the Sixers 3 weeks ago, the Sixers were very much interested in acquiring James Harden, you know, via maybe in a couple of years when he becomes free agent, or possibly when, via trade, right? That's what they were thinking, right? Okay. Another target was Chris Paul, right? Okay. You know, like, here's one of those things. Like, you know, and my thing is, they weren't trying to get all of them together. What it is these are different options that they have. So then Chris Paul from OKC could be a guy who could come in, Sixers interested in. He could come in, and he could be that leader, point guard, you know, OKC. He was at OKC. And then you have Drew Holiday. Drew Holiday, a guy that they traded in 2013 to get the, on the night of the 2013 draft, to get the process started. They brought in Nerlens Noel, right? So let's now think about it. So right about now, James Harden wants out. James Harden wants out of Houston. Great. So everyone's saying, okay, so he wants out of Houston. But his preferred team is Brooklyn. And then after that, it's like the Sixers, right? But when you look at it, he really, really wants to go to Brooklyn. I mean, I spoke to sources who told me last week he was working out with several of the Brooklyn Nets, like Kevin Durant and Kyrie. And when you look at this Brooklyn Nets team, if they get James Harden, and if they get James Harden to go with those two, man, they're already like the team to beat. I mean, they're going to be the squad to beat coming out of the East. I mean, it's going to be like the Miami Heat were when LeBron James and Chris Bosh went to South Beach. I mean, that's how dominant they're going to be, right? So, and then you look at it and you're saying to yourself, the Sixers don't really have the assets to compete right now unless they want to give up Ben. They would have to give up Ben Simmons at this particular time, one would assume, in order for James Harden to come, right? Well, now let's go to Drew Holiday. So Drew Holiday was a guy who they had targeted, right? They've been wanting Drew Holiday for a while now after they got rid of him. So, you know, late Monday night, The New Orleans Pelicans traded Hardaway to the Milwaukee Bucks for Eric Bledsoe, George Hill, and three first-round picks. According to The Athletic, the first-round pick is the 24th overall pick in Wednesday's draft. And in addition for that, get this. The Pelicans got pick swaps. So think about it. They got two players, and they got three draft picks and two pick swaps. Now, a pick swap, for some of you guys don't know, is one of those things where, you know, you have a choice that in this draft or that one, you have the choice to get the better of the two. So, like, in, let's say one draft comes and says, okay, well, we got the 15th pick, but y'all got the 12th pick. Let's take y'all pick. And that's how it goes, right? So now, that's the one thing. Now, so these are two different guys we're talking about. Now here, Buddy Hield. This is where the Buddy Hield thing gets a little tricky. So in addition to getting Jrue Holiday, the Milwaukee Bucks also acquired Bogdan Bogdanović and Justin James. Now, what they did is they did this early Tuesday morning. They did a sign and trade with Bogdan Bogdanović and sent them, and in exchange, they sent Dante DiVincenzo, from a former Villanova standout, DJ Wilson, and Ersan Ilyasova to Sacramento. Now, you might ask, how does this affect Buddy Hield, right? Well, the way it affects Buddy Hield is because, see, Buddy Hield was a little upset because he lost his starting spot. Bogdanović was the guy who took his spot. Not only that, the Kings, Buddy's about to get paid this year. The Kings were looking for a way to slash some salary so they could pay Bogdanović, right? Well, here's the thing. They don't have to slash any salary now, and you kind of sort of need Buddy Hield now because you let the other guy go. Secondly, when you think about it, you know, Buddy Hield now is going to get all the burn and do whatever he wants. So all I'm saying is, it's like, if you're Sacramento, do you really want to get rid of a guy now that because he was your plan B, so to speak? Plan A is out the door. So to me, it makes it a little bit tough. So when you look at all this, you're saying to yourself, like, you know, what does this mean for the Sixers? I mean, it means a lot. It means a lot for the Sixers. I mean, it means a heck of a lot. I mean, things just aren't working out well for him. But you know what's working out well for me? Man, I got my new package of Built Bar. For y'all who don't know, Built Bar is a protein bar. It's a chocolate bar. It looks like chocolate. It is chocolate bar, but it's a protein bar. It's good for you. I tear those things up. Or we in Philly, I can say, I tear those joints up as often as I can. So what you can do is, you can go to BuiltBar.com, use the promo code LOCKEDON, and get, you know, some money taken off, like a $10 purchase. $10 taken off of your next purchase. So I'm telling you, do what you got to do and get this Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and get your chocolate. I'm telling you, I love it. Now, as I said before, if you're looking to download this podcast, you can download this podcast anywhere you go to subscribe to your podcast, and you can subscribe to our podcast at anywhere you go to get podcasts as well. As I said before, this is the only podcast that comes to you 5 days a week during the season, 3 days a week, 3 to 5 days a week during the off season, And we keep you informed. Like I said, I'm Keith Pompey. I'm the 76ers beat writer for the Philadelphia Inquirer. So I kind of bring a little bit of knowledge to the podcast. I've been there. I'm with the team. So I get the info. So you know what? Do what you got to do. But make sure you subscribe to this podcast today. Now, here's the thing. You know, I talk to people who say, what if the Sixers just want to evaluate what they have on their roster? What if they say, we're going to take a year and we're going to just sit back and see what Doc Rivers could do? He has a Hall of Fame, not Hall of Fame. Well, Doc Rivers is a Hall of Fame coach. In my opinion, he's a Hall of Fame coach. But he has a who's who staff of coaching assistants. They're going to be defensive minded. Let's see just what they can do. I call BS on that. I mean, that's what all coaches say, and that's what all presidents say. But the fact is, like, word around the league is that they're going out there trying to get people. Like, all these guys we talked about, and Patty Mills, a backup point guard for the Spurs, is another guy that they're trying to trade for, right? So to say that they're going to sit back and just relax and see what it is, nah, that's what you say because you don't want people to feel uncomfortable, right? But you hear Josh Richardson's name keep coming up. Just about every team, you know, they want Matisse Thybulle. You know, you hear Al Horford's name. You know, come on, man. Now, the problem is, if the Sixers don't make a move. Now, the Milwaukee Bucks had the best record in the NBA last year in the regular season. They won out like Willie Lump Lumps in the second round of the playoffs, right? They had a second round exit. That was embarrassing. So then you have Giannis Antetokounmpo, the two-time league MVP. They don't want to lose him. So what do? They make major upgrades to the roster. Major upgrades. Because what? They want to win now. So this Milwaukee Bucks just got better, y'all. The Brooklyn Nets, they're going to be better just for the strength of Kevin Durant being on the team, right? And if they get James Harden, they're probably better than the Milwaukee Bucks. Come on now. I'm telling you. And, you know, some people might say, well, why are they going to get rid of all these assets? I mean, here's a guy. They could get rid of Jared Allen. They would get rid of Jared Allen. They would get rid of Spencer Dinwiddie, Caris LeVert, and Taron Prince, right? Look, I mean, the Sixers don't have that type of package to give. I mean, if I'm Houston and James Harden just turned down a $100 million extension, 2 years, $100 million last night to be with this team, if I'm Houston, I'm hurrying up and signing this paper today, getting these guys. Because guess what? You don't have a center, and Jared Allen will give you a center. You got Caris LeVert and Spencer Dinwiddie, who are both great players, underrated players, great underrated players. You have to make this deal, in my opinion. In my opinion, the Sixers can't match it. So when you say that, you're like, wow. Now, only how the Sixers could possibly match it is if you give up Ben Simmons, right? Ben Simmons is a great player. Right, but in my opinion, I do not see, I don't know, getting four players where one can be a center. Now, I think that Taron Prince went to college at Baylor. Last I checked, Houston is in Texas. Jared Allen is from Texas and went to college at the University of Texas. So they're two household, like, not household, but it's like a homecoming. People in the state are going to be excited about these guys. But I'm telling you, they let go of these two. I mean, they let go if Houston makes this trade with Brooklyn, sets the Sixers back. I mean, it does. I mean, because even before they play the game, because you're looking at these teams and you know that it's going to take a whole lot for the Sixers to be able to beat this team, these two teams. And we ain't even getting into Boston and all the other teams, right? It's going to take a lot. Okay, like as I said before, wherever you go to subscribe to your podcast, you could subscribe to this one right here, right? And this is a great podcast to subscribe to. Like I said, I'm Keith Pompey. I'm the 76ers beat writer for the Philadelphia Inquirer. And, you know, this podcast comes to you 3 to 5 days a week in the offseason, 5 days a week in during the season. So do yourself a favor and subscribe to this podcast today. So, you know, I'm just telling you, y'all, like, I think it's important for the Sixers to make move. I mean, Daryl Morey is a win now executive. He had that reputation in Houston. Heck, he hadn't even had a first round pick since 2015. So right now in this draft, you know, you can probably bring someone in, but you need a heavy hitter. You need another standout star in order for you to compete with these elite teams. You do. Right now, this roster isn't going to cut it. Now, again, they may not make a trade. If they don't make a trade quickly, you know, they can start the season, see how things work, and then ship somebody to somewhere, right? But I'm here to tell you, like, I think it's important for the Sixers to go out there and make a move. They have to go out and make a move. They do, because if not, they're going to be falling behind. Falling behind before they even play the game. Doc Rivers, as I said before, is a future Hall of Fame coach. He has a great staff. But I do not see, anybody. You know, I do not see anybody like on this roster right now, you know, that will be able to propel them or above these other teams without adding a third star. I just don't. Or a fourth star. I want to thank y'all for listening and have a great, great, great day. Peace.